David, let me ask you a question. Obviously, understanding the nature of those words by Thomas Jefferson, we agree. However, when you hear a comment like in the prior segment coming from a gentleman named Bernie Sanders, who takes an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, that betrays or belies there is a tremendous ignorance of our own founding documents. So my question to you is this: how close are we to being precisely where England is, practically speaking, if we don't know the truth that's ensconced in our own founding documents?
Well, we're in very much of danger. And one of the reasons why Bernie Sanders said the kinds of things that he said to that individual, and it was a horrible thing, I hope somebody sat him down and read Article 6 of the Constitution. But the reason why he talked like that, and you wouldn't have heard that 50 years ago, you wouldn't have heard it perhaps even 40 years ago, but there's a reason why Americans are talking like that. And one of the reasons is what happened in 1962. When the Supreme Court came out and said that prayer in a public school violates the Constitution, they were sending a subtle message. The message was, prayer is offensive speech. That's when America took a new turn. Forget about the actual issue of whether kids can pray in a public classroom or not. That was just the surface violation or surface issue. There is a deeper message than just that, and that is that religious speech is offensive speech. And that's why America took a sharp turn. We're away from where we used to value the freedom of religion in this country to where it's now a liability to even serve in the United States government.